Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good morning, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games and video game related things with three very kind and knowledgeable games journalists. Mm-hmm. My name is Tommy Dasilo. We've also got Ben Vanell.
Good morning, Vietnam.
Ooh, That's like the thing that we say at the start of the show, but a little bit different. You spoofed it.
Yeah.
Took up a bit of time.
paid it out.
Probably ready to wrap this up pretty soon.
I think so. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
And we've also got a very kind boy, Adam Knox.
Hello. He's normal amount of time I spent on that introduction.
I would say you're a little
just
under.
Then when I milked it,
little short. I'd say.
Yeah, even. Yeah.
You probably could have padded.
Hello.
So last time people heard from us was our big end of year wrap, our Game of the Year special.
Yep.
Ben, you sort of do a bit of a better job of monitoring the social media feeds than me or Knox do.
Yeah.
What's the vibe out there on the street about our Game of the Year 2002 episode that we did?
Not a lot of responses.
Okay.
Like still a lot of likes on the post and all that kind of business and a lot of downloads, which is great.
Thanks, everybody.
No one being like, what's going on? It's 2002.
I don't think anybody genuinely thought they were that we'd done the wrong year. I think you probably
No, I'm not worried that no one's being like, I'm confused. What year is it? Yeah. I mean, like no one was even called it out positively or negatively, really.
The only thing I saw was someone going, is the whole thing going to be like this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But it bothered me that there's been it kind of feels like we're schoolyard bullies. Mm. You know, there was that thing when you were a kid of like, just ignore them and they'll go away. Like we wanted
into a ball and take the punches like a man.
I was excited about the idea of people really hating it.
Yeah,
the fact
yeah.
that no one got genuinely angry at us made me genuinely angry.
Yeah, I wanted some kind of response.
I wanted to upset people. I wanted people to be really pissed off.
Well, let's just make our next episode really racist or something and then people will get angry.
All right.
This year we thought we'd do a bit of a look.
I only play the white Wii U's, not the black version.
Oh, boy.
I thought we thought this week we would do a bit of a look ahead.
Yeah, and a more conventional episode
the
as
games
well.
Of, so we're going to do what games are coming up next year in 1993.
Gotcha again, you idiots.
No, we're going to look to this coming year, 2016.
Well, the year we're currently in.
Yes.
Just to follow up on last week very quickly, do we want to do just a quick legitimate, like what were your favorite games of 2016?
Yeah, 15, that's a good idea.
Oh, 15.
Yep.
I can't remember. It was so long
Fallout
ago.
4, still I liked a lot. I got so addicted to it. That was a big one. I've been playing a lot of Just Cause 3, like probably more than I've played Fallout 4.
Wow.
Like I clocked the story in Just Cause 3, which is not good, and then just went around and 100%ed every single settlement on the island. So I haven't been working, so I've been hanging around at home playing a lot of Just Cause 3. And it's just fun. It's fun. It's a game where you can like listen to a podcast and just fly around blowing shit up.
Forget that your wife left you. Yeah, I know what you mean. So
you don't like, you think the story is really bad.
Yep.
You have to put on other forms of entertainment. Mm-hmm. Parallel to it while you're doing it.
Yep.
And this was your favorite game of the year.
Yeah. The gameplay is just incredibly fun.
Not immersive enough to hold your attention fully without something else going on in the background.
Well, I like to multitask.
Game of the year.
I listen to, the Little Dum Dum Club and other like better podcasts. And,
oh, yeah? Yeah. Oh, fuck. Did you hear that, Noxie?
Oh, boy. It sounds like he should be on the bloody Dum Dum Club with the roasting like that. They're all mean to each other on that one.
Yeah. Unlike on this one.
Yeah, this is my vacation. This podcast is my holiday house.
Now, listen here, you weird git. Does anyone call each other a git on that? You're not British.
Yeah. Bring it back.
Yeah. So Just Cause 3, I'll also say The Witcher 3, Arkham Knight, and I don't own Mario
Maker. I said
Maker.
Favorite game of the year. I didn't say just list everything that you play.
And Candy Crush was a big one. Yeah, what about you guys?
The Witcher 3 is definitely one I want to go back to. I've been thinking about, like, I haven't had a lot of time over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But I've
been
really,
working a lot, or?
I've been working at Falls Festival.
Oh, yeah.
I have, yeah. I've had more work than you, motherfucker. So I want to. So how about you take back your attitude and reset for a good boy?
Now, this is feeling very much like my other podcast all of a sudden. We're home, Chewie.
Someone actually asked us to review the Star Wars The Force Awakens.
It was fine.
Anyway, I liked it a lot.
Witcher 3, I would definitely want to go back to.
Wait, so, can I say very quickly, my house, you know that bit in The Force Awakens where they're talking about how there's stories about what happened and Han goes, it's true, all of it. My housemate thought the quote was, all of it's true, everything.
That's so weirdly misremembered. I'm going to make him an offer that he definitely won't pass up. He'd be crazy.
That would be good if just like, I love the idea of watching that and just feeling like, I feel like this moment is so close to really resonating with me and having an impact, but he just said it so weirdly. Yeah. Just, they really should have taken a second pass at that dialogue. Didn't even sound like it was in any way.
All them stories you've heard, man, ain't no lie.
90 to 95% true.
Chewie, we back, baby.
Anyway, good review.
Yeah, it was fine. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really.
I liked it a lot. I saw
it twice.
I've
been thinking about going back to see it again. Yeah.
I liked it more the second time.
Apparently, there's a bunch of deleted scenes that might actually be on a Blu-ray version, so I think I might wait.
Yeah.
That was my problem with it, is that it moved a little too cracking pace-ishly.
That's true, yeah.
And there was a lot of stuff that was kind of glossed over. Like, the prequels did a lot of the politics stuff too much, but I wanted a little bit more of that. Like, what? How did this New Order thing come up, or First Order come about? What are these planets about?
Yeah.
You know, who's this guy? Where am I?
Yeah. Well, man, I watched it like drunk on the midnight screening. Then I watched it again.
True fan.
Oh, yeah. Then I watched Revenge of the Sith like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Fuck, it's bad. It makes, like, it's so slow. The acting is so bad. The dialogue's so poorly written. It's all CGI. It's terrible. It just makes the new one look so much
better. There's these anti-cheese edits, they're called, on YouTube. I don't know if I talked about before. I feel like I might have said this.
You've said it to me, not on the podcast.
Well, they're very much worth looking up if you feel like revisiting any of the prequel movies.
Yeah.
Because I actually quite enjoyed them watching these versions.
Mm.
They were all right. And Seven was like, oh, yeah, huh. Mm. After
I
just
like
watching
Force
all of
Force Awakens, at the time in the cinema, I was like, oh, this is great. This is really fun. Mm. And then as I was driving home, I was like, oh, that was okay.
Yeah.
And I don't think I'll probably ever see it again. I have no desire to go back.
Well, it is very much like focus group tested, purpose built to be generically pleasing, it seems like.
Yeah.
Like there's not a lot of flaws, but there's no like the highs aren't incredibly high.
It's great for what a Star Wars movie could be in 2015.
Yeah.
It's an okay film.
Yep.
It's the same as the rest of them. Like, yep, cool, man.
Mm.
Here we go.
I think it's weird how now these three sets of trilogies, they're all kind of made, they're the same story, but they're all made with like completely different purpose.
Yeah.
Like the first three are just, you know, a guy just rolling the dice and just doing some crazy, they're real pulpy.
Yep.
And then there's like, you know, you come back, whatever it was, 30 years later by the time he did the prequels?
20-ish, 20-ish.
25 after, or so, yeah.
Where then it's like, hey, then it's like this guy making them has kind of gone a bit, you know, mad with power and putting in all this stuff that people clearly do not want. And he's like going a bit too deep into the...
Yep, and made it also for kids.
There's exactly. There's a bunch of annoying jokes and characters and like shitty, badly written dialogue and poor acting and
stuff. These new ones now where it's like they're coming up against all of that other stuff that's gone before.
Yeah.
And it's almost borderline fan fiction in the cinema.
Totally.
Like it's such a weird position for a franchise to be in where it's like these three, I just think they're all really at odds with each other. Like you watch episode two and then you watch, you know, Empire Strikes Back. They kind of don't even feel like the same movies.
Absolutely.
Like they don't even feel like they're in the same world.
Pretty deliberately, I think. Like there's a certain level of respect I have for what George Lucas was trying to do with the prequels of making them something that is almost like a separate thing that becomes more obvious when you take those shitty jokes out of it and the bad writing. And this, yeah, this new one seems like kind of a middle ground between the two, where like everyone went like, oh yeah, it's all practical effects. There's so much CGI in it and it's pretty bad. There's that sequence where there's some aliens, but this isn't a spoiler, but probably everyone's seen it in the world by now as
I feel like at this point.
Yeah.
So if you haven't seen it, well, then, you know, skip a little bit. But those aliens that come out, they look like shit. Those tentacle aliens, they looked really dumb.
Yes.
And there's little stuff like they eat the other guys straight away, but they drag
Finn
around.
And then that other guy, they fuck with him for like 5 minutes. Yeah. Isn't that weird?
And then it's got like, it all moves a little too quick and there's still some shitty jokes. That silver stormtrooper woman is like, somebody pointed out she should have been the one down on the ground using that big
doing the sword
zappy
fight thing.
Fight thing with Finn. Yeah. Like, why not? Why have some brand new normal stormtrooper show up?
Yeah.
Here's the other thing. The action in it was like, kind of by any other standards of any other action movie, pretty dull.
Pretty flat.
Like, there wasn't anything in there that I was like, oh, this is really exciting.
Yeah. No, that's fair. I liked a lot.
It weirdly relies on nostalgia more than the prequels did. Massive. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's the format, like the plot structure and format is A New Hope, basically.
Yeah, it's the same.
Yeah.
So, game of the year 2015, Star Wars The Force Awakens.
I also like someone, like, this is what we're going to do on this podcast now. If one person makes a request for us to do something that is not in the wheelhouse of this podcast, we'll spend 15 minutes just doing it.
Yeah.
If someone wants us to review a new flavor of Doritos, we'll
I was
just
literally about to say, send in something for us to taste test.
But that's almost more like reviewing Doritos would be more in line with video games.
Yeah.
Oh, Star Wars.
Star Wars is pretty closely tied in. But I will say, despite all of that, it's like, and someone mentioned like Harrison Ford said in an interview, like diplomatically, like assuming he didn't like the movie, what he said was, it's a fun ride.
Yeah.
And that's what it is.
Yeah, and it was the best one of them. Like, it was better than Jurassic World and all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But then actually, no, fuck, it wasn't. Mad Max was amazing.
Mad Max was the best movie of the year.
I read a lot of people saying, oh, sorry, Mad Max, but Star Wars has toppled you.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, shut up, weirdo.
You're an idiot if you think that.
Yeah.
If you had more fun in Star Wars than you did in Mad Max, you're an idiot.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that.
My favorite
film of the year, Mad Max.
Yeah, really good. My favorite bit of this new Star Wars is the fact that traitor thing.
That
a fucking whole new thing of memes has come out of it.
Yep.
That
so that's
of
so
course
good.
Your favorite thing about
is
it
the
is
meme.
A meme.
Because I realized this is the first Star Wars that we've had. I was like, oh yeah, there's never been a Star Wars being made in the era of memes. Like, of course there was going to be a meme off the back of it.
Yeah.
And even that, him having that spinny thing, which looks like it's going to be this cool piece of tech, and it adds nothing.
Yeah.
Same with the lightsaber with the little sword prongs out the side.
Yeah. No, he gets him in the shoulder with that one.
Yeah, who cares?
I thought that guy was a really good actor.
Adam Driver.
Yeah,
I thought that was a very good character.
Really
good,
and
good
I'm really enjoying actually Emo Kylo Ren on Twitter.
Yeah.
Is a fantastic. So yeah, I guess my favorite thing about it is the memes as well.
Yeah.
I'm a piece of human garbage.
What I wish I'd done is go to a midnight screening and then the big reveal when Han and Chewie walk into the Millennium Falcon, it's meant to be this massive moment.
Yeah.
Just sit there going, the fuck's that? And when they bring out R2-D2, just be going, I think it looks like a piece of shit.
He came out of nowhere. This is ridiculous. Yeah.
People go,
where's Spock?
Just right up the start, go, episode 7.
Just people going, why is he here? Okay, what do we got, Noxy? What's coming up in 2016?
2016, baby.
You didn't say what your game of the year was.
Oh, probably The Witcher. I want to go back to that. So,
cool.
What about you? Did you
I'd say either Splatoon, I had a lot of fun with. And Mario Maker, I played a lot the weekend it came out and then I haven't touched it much recently. But I've gone back to it in the last week because they've started doing all these cool event courses.
They've patched it a couple of times and it's way better stuff.
And they're now doing like specialty courses where you can unlock. So there's like Mercedes-Benz designed a course.
Oh, that's right. You
can unlock a little costume where it's like a little sprite of a Mercedes-Benz car with Mario in the window of it. There's little cool things like that. They've put Birdo in there. So they keep putting up these new courses every couple of days and having new little skins to unlock, and they've added in new little elements that you can put in, and it's cool. It's gradually getting the finding new levels element of it is kind of getting a bit easier to use,
which was the biggest problem with that game at the start as well. Yeah,
because I hadn't played it for a few weeks, and then I went in the other day and there was all these new courses there, and I was like, oh, this is, I kind of got bored of designing courses, and I was like, I went back and I was like, oh yeah, just sitting around and just goofing around with little levels is really fun.
Yeah.
So that's probably it for me.
All right. 2015's done. 2016's coming up. And I made just like a list of things here that I thought at least one of us might be interested in each of them. So do you want me to just pick out rare? Actually, before we do that, do you have anything that springs off the top of your head for what is coming out this year that you might be into?
Well, supposedly we're meant to be getting the NX, the new Nintendo's. Yep. That's meant to be coming out this year, isn't it?
People are like saying that it's real likely that that's going to happen because the Wii U's not doing great. There's not a huge amount of games on the
Nintendo
lineup.
Nintendo have... I think they've actually said that it's going to come out this year.
No, they haven't. Really? But there's people who like sort of might know these things going like, yeah, it's coming out this year.
Yeah, right. at the very least, we're going to get the big reveal.
They'll definitely,
E3 or whether they just do it at
one of their own things. Yeah.
I'm excited to see what they do with that. I'm also very cautious because I've been burnt by them so much.
Totally. I can imagine, like, if this isn't a banger of a machine.
Totally. It has to be, right?
Yeah. Like, I would almost kind of prefer it in a weird way as well if it kind of dies and Nintendo goes the way that Sega did of like, oh, well, let's make games for everyone else's systems.
You reckon?
Now.
That'll never happen.
No,
I don't think that'll ever happen.
People said the same thing about Sega. Now those people are spinning in their graves.
Did people say the same thing about Sega?
I honestly don't remember. I was a child.
I don't think they ever did.
They're too big, they're too established.
They've now outlasted Sega by like, what? When did Sega stop making the Dreamcast?
About
was like 2001 or something?
Yeah, maybe two.
Like 15 years ago now.
I think what I thought you were going to say is that if it fails, Nintendo will have to go away and genuinely reassess their console plan.
I feel like they're already at the point where they've had to do that with this machine.
Right.
I would like to think... And again, who knows with these guys? They're maniacs in there.
They're wild.
These guys. I would like to think that this system hopefully will just be a big 180 for them. Mm-hmm. Like I'd like to think that
an Xbox 180.
Boy, that they're going, this is what we need to do. Like all these things that have kind of bitten us, the just make a powerhouse machine.
Yeah.
Chase like you know, third-party support, get your Grand Theft Autos and all these
things.
Exactly.
We need Call of Duty to come out on this next year.
Voice chat, I don't really care for it, but...
But actually putting time and effort into
and
their online
and just acquiesce to the fact that, like, clearly people like this stuff.
Right.
Let's make a let's just stop being weirdos about it and ask people what they might... Or just look at what everything
else
has.
I mean, if you're going to make a gamepad for your system... At the very least, you have to make a game that you feel well.
You can't put it out and then be like, oh, we don't understand it.
That's the weirdest thing about
it. It's a horn, I guess. Like,
It was sort of the same with the Wii in general. Yep. Even they didn't really do anything with it. It's like you can't give us this thing and go, I mean, the 64, they went, hey, we got 360-degree control, we got a stick, and here's Super Mario 64.
And then, then they nailed how to use it.
Amazing thing that is essentially... not tech demo is really underselling it, but
exactly that's the point. It wasn't just a
perfect use case for it,
and it's also this great, amazing game that couldn't work in any other way.
Yep.
Yeah,
and they haven't done that. You know, even their best games on their other systems, like Mario Galaxy, is fine. Mario Galaxy is amazing, but it doesn't need the Wii Remote.
That pointer
anyway.
Is actually kind of annoying because you got that little thing rushing around on the screen and every time.
Yeah,
totally agree. The NX, I'm really looking forward to seeing what that is. Yeah. Do you have anything that bops out in the old brain there?
Is No Man's Sky coming out this year?
Yeah, in June.
Well, yeah, that's the first thing that came to mind. Cool, I'm very keen to play that.
I'm nervous about it.
Why?
I think a lot of people are. Do you remember Spore? This is what people draw a lot of comparisons to.
Okay, that's a,
it was a similar thing where it's like massive universe. It's all procedurally generated. It should be, you know, your own unique little experience with it. And they've been real cagey about exactly what you do minute to minute in that game.
Yes, that is
what
true.
What it is. Like what they've shown is like, hey, look, these trees are purple on this planet.
Yeah.
But on this other planet, it doesn't even have trees. Green rocks.
Flying past some dinosaurs.
It's a bit wacky.
Yeah.
So I'm still a little,
because I don't want it to be like Destiny, like open galaxy. Like I don't want it to be flying around and then doing missions and shooting people.
That seems to be exactly what it is.
Yeah.
From everything that they've shown, like the actual gameplay stuff is like, hey, you're going to go to this planet, gather enough of these little red minerals by shooting them to build a slightly better ship to get further. And what it seems like the drive of that game will be, even if it's good, will be just like the sense of exploration and finding all these billions of planets that don't exist.
Yeah.
That nobody else has been to
yet. Well, that's the thing. You think about, well, wow, if it's like this massive universe... And you can like plant your flag on new planets and stuff. Then that's like in my head, I'm like, cool, that's a great concept. I'm assuming the game within that will also be good.
And
just to give a bit of context, because I think I've seen a bit of footage of it. What's the deal with this game? It's like a massive.
It's a billions of planets sort of universe. Yeah. Your goal is to get to the center of the galaxy that they've made. It's supposedly big enough that, like, you could see another player flying around, but you probably won't.
Right.
And you probably won't ever see another planet.
Oh, so you're
that
online and you're
seen.
All yes. in the same.
Well, a little bit. Again, they've been pretty vague about exactly how that works.
Yeah.
But they've said, like,
probably
you might come across
servers
other
servers around, like, the different countries and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. Who knows how that'll work. Yeah. And that's the thing. They've been pretty, like, it comes out in June and no one really knows the specifics
yeah.
of it.
I've sort of gotten that impression from looking at the footage that it's like, oh, this looks really cool. And it's like, graphically and technically, it's a really cool concept.
Yeah.
What else you got?
Exactly. Yeah.
What am I actually doing in this world?
The
that's
other
any
thing
better
that's,
than anything else.
The other thing that's a little worrying is that it seems like they're banking the whole, you know, will this game work or not on how exciting it is for you to see a new planet, how much you're driven to try and get to another planet.
Yep.
And it's all being procedurally generated, so it's all, you know, like it's hypothetically different from one another, each planet.
Yeah.
But if that stuff isn't different enough, if you're going to one planet, it's like, oh man, that's a frog with no legs. That's crazy. And then the next planet, oh, it's a frog with legs. Then the next planet, oh, it's the same frog, but it's got wheels this time. And you
hey,
just see.
I think that'd be pretty cool.
But at some point, by the 20th time you've seen this frog and like, oh, okay, now he's like, he's also a fish. It's not
going to. Can that be the new mascot for this show?
A little frog,
frog
with wheels?
I'd like to fuck a frog with wheels.
Hey.
Oh. So it's.
But we don't know.
No.
We don't know if
and
it's going to
be good
or bad.
It could be amazing.
Bad.
If they follow up on the idea of that game, it could be fucking awesome.
Yeah. So I'm definitely keen to find out.
Definitely.
It's very similar to the NX. Like, we don't know what it's going to be. Hopefully good.
And exactly. They've got all the, like, the idea of it is awesome. And the NX could be the best thing in years.
Yep.
What are the blockbusters that we've got coming along this year? Because last year, 2015, felt like a big year of, like, these big, a lot of big, long-awaited things kind of finally coming out. And that sometimes that generally means that the follow-up year is a little light on the ground.
There's a couple. I'll go through and
So
one that I'm not particularly excited for is Gears of War 4.
Oh, yeah.
I've never played a Gears of War game.
They're fine. They were good. But that sort of game got made so much during the last generation.
Yeah.
Right.
That it's a little like, and there was some video of it at last year's E3 and it just looked so similar. And kind of boring.
Is it similar to Halo? Is it?
No, it's more. It's like a cover shooter sort of thing. So it'd be closer to what's come out recently. That it'd be close to, I guess. Like the stuff like Metal Gear and I guess Just Cause a little is like an evolution of what it was.
Okay, all right.
It's a third person shooter.
Yeah,
it probably won't be great.
Yeah. Far Cry Primal.
Oh yeah. I didn't write that one down. Yeah.
I was about to say what I'm very excited for. I just remembered the new Uncharted.
Yes.
I'll be saving up and making sure I get a PS4.
Good call.
That'll be the thing that it makes me go in.
That'll be awesome. Those games
That's one of those ones where it's like, I mean, maybe I'm setting myself up for a big fall here.
Yeah.
There's no question that it's going to be.
Yeah.
Like, they know what they're doing. Like, it's hard to see how they could fuck it up.
Yep.
Even if it's just, I think all people, fans of that series, all we want, just more of the same.
This
pretty
is,
much.
You know what
but
I mean?
Like, you are like being comedically optimistic where like in the future you can make like a smash cut to the actual thing of you playing.
That's why I'm doing it. So if it's really
there's
bad.
No way I will never, ever, ever die. And
okay, Adam, if within a week of that coming out, if it's not sitting on at least 80 on Metacritic,
ooh,
I will suck your dick live on this podcast.
Jesus, well.
Why don't do
I
have
can't
to be
win
here
in
for
this
it?
Situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that'll be really good. Those games have
and
always been
good. And while I suck you off, you've got to be going, oh, this is great for the listeners, isn't it? A good visual joke for the podcast. I still do it, even though there's never going to be any way of verifying if I did or didn't do it.
Maybe that's why we start our YouTube channel or you porn channel, I guess.
Yeah.
We won't be able to put that on YouTube.
Yep.
But seriously though, I don't, it's just one of those things where I just think it's a given that it's going to be a fun little adventure.
I think so.
What they've shown of it so far looks in a good way the same as the old ones as well.
And they're never going, oh, here's a weird new element or it's open world now or anything like that. They're just like, send him on another adventure.
And yet you guys didn't like The Force Awakens. Oh. Hypocrites.
if there'd have been a new Indiana Jones movie, I'd have probably liked it, which is more like Uncharted.
Did you like Kingdom of the Crystal Skull?
I actually don't think it's as bad as a lot of people gave it.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
People gave it a lot of shit because doesn't he survive a nuclear blast by hiding in a fridge?
There's a couple of
dumb
things.
It makes me want to see it.
Yeah. I think
that sounds great.
I think Shia LaBeouf is a little annoying as well.
Right.
But that bummed me out that he was in it. I'm not a fan of him.
Yeah. And exactly, if you're like, who's the modern day Harrison Ford? I've got it. Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
Like, no, man.
Isn't Kate Blanchett Blanchett in it?
Yeah, she's the villain, yeah.
Right.
She's like a Russian
I'll give
villain.
It a watch.
You know what I think looks actually good? And I haven't even seen the first one. The new Ninja Turtles movie.
Oh, yeah. You said that. As,
I like the trailer.
Yeah, I saw the first one, the Michael Bay one. I enjoyed it.
It was like
the first Transformers. This was like, it was fine. It was enjoyable. It was fun.
Michael Bay didn't
listen,
do this
you
one.
Crazy, weird right. fucks.
Michael Bay didn't do this one, which I think gives me.
Oh, really?
And Bebop and Rocksteady are in it. I was always a big fan of Bebop and Rocksteady in the cartoons.
Yeah.
And they actually look cool in the CG.
It's weird when that first one came out and people acted like they had this weird reverence for the Teenage Mutant Ninja fucking turtles.
Yeah.
Like,
that was
they
a
were
comic.
Always kind of bad and dumb.
Something that was a comic for about 15 minutes and then just immediately became a licensed cash cow
with almost zero
artistic integrity to it from day one.
Yep. The best thing about Ninja Turtles was that it was the genesis for making like biker mics. All these guys named Mike who were bikers from Mars and like the Street Sharks.
That's
and all
less
that.
Stupid than the actual show. By the way.
Yeah. It's also less than just a bunch of guys getting drunk all the time.
the character design in the Ninja Turtles cartoon is awesome. Like all the baddies are so cool. Like crying and
I went as Shredder to a dress up party when I was 6.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I was wearing toilet rolls on my arms.
Oh.
And there were little tinfoil over it. I got
How
beat
old
up.
Were you?
Old enough to know better.
No, roughly ballpark.
I was probably 7 or 8. Seven or eight.
Okay. Right.
Something like that.
That's
6, 7, 8.
Better. I thought you were gonna say like 17.
Yeah.
I still remember there was someone's dad who came as Uncle Fester from the Adams Family.
I feel like everyone had that moment in their childhood where like a creepy dad dresses Uncle Fester.
Well, so here's the thing.
Nothing's scarier at the start of a story than the phrase, someone's dad. You don't even know who.
Nah, I don't think he was allowed to see the kid anymore.
Exactly. It says to me, that's no one's dad. That's just an old man off the street.
Yeah, he just makes you call him dad.
He's old enough to be a dad, but he certainly is not.
But he had a light bulb that somehow he put in his mouth and then... He'd light it up and he said, you think that looks good? Let's see what else I can fit in here. No, he didn't do that. I still remember thinking that was genuine magic to make that happen. Anyway, let's move on.
What party is this?
Rapidly.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to tell you the address. It's a very secret list. You have to know someone
who's
already
in. The court case
is
still pending.
Yeah. Do you have a mask? Do you have any masks?
No.
Then you can't come. Okay. All right. Something I'm looking forward to. I want to know how.
Was that an Eyes Wide Shut reference?
It was something. Ukulele?
You should have kept your mouth wide shut.
What are you, some photography guy?
Favorite moment of 2015?
You mean 2002.
I certainly did.
Do you guys know what ukulele is? Do you remember this?
Nope.
So it's the people who made Banjo-Kazooie. Did a Kickstarter for basically like, hey, let's make essentially a Banjo-Kazooie game.
Right.
But we don't have the license to that. So it's a lizard called Yuka and a bat, I think, called Lele.
Yeah,
ukulele.
Fruit bat.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
It's basically a new one of them.
Right.
It could be really cool.
It's all old ex-Rare stuff.
Yeah.
Don't work there anymore, who've set up their own company. They crowdfunded it. It went way over its target.
Yeah. Right.
And they're now... Yeah, they're putting it together and it's sort of, it's being called, what is it, a spiritual sequel to Banjo-Kazooie. And it's
right.
Like no one makes games like that anymore. Those like 8 big worlds where you've got to solve puzzles and collect 100 musical notes or whatever.
Yep.
So it's a throwback to that, which I think is kind of interesting because it's like, do people want to play a game like that again in 2015? I guess it's been so long since one of them was out that
I'm excited
cool.
to. I really want to. I really still do like those sort of games.
Yeah, they're fun. I think it's a bummer that it's so close to Banjo, like ukulele. Could you have just stretched it maybe like, just gone like maybe 10% further away from...
A little bit, but at the same time, like the original guy is doing the music and stuff as well. Like
really
it'll
cool.
really be a very similar game. Like it's Banjo-Kazooie 3.
Yeah. I hope they're still going to have the no actual voice.
The I've already seen a thing where the characters do speak in English.
Oh, really?
No. Unfortunately. Maybe if you just like get really drunk beforehand, you'll be like, man, these guys don't even make any sense. That'd be great.
Just take a bunch of PCP before you start.
Yeah.
You wake up with a broken TV, but you've completed it somehow as well.
The final challenge was to set myself free from the video.
He start jumping from roof to roof. I got to collect these music notes. So, all right, this one I'm interested to see what you think of it. I'm guessing what you think will be like, we'll see.
Okay.
Tom Clancy's The Division.
Oh, no, I'm pretty keen to give that a go. The footage I've seen looks amazing.
Yeah.
It just looks incredible.
How's the lighting?
The thing with this is that, like...
Let's throw it to Knox for the lighting report.
The lighting actually looks like it might be good. It's got a day-night cycle.
What are you?
By the way, we were talking about The Revenant, the film The Revenant before, and you were saying, oh, I think the coolest thing about it is that it's all natural light. He's obsessed with lighting, this guy.
You can see is light.
Talk about is light.
Well, the light has represented the faces of everyone you've ever loved. That's just been light that you've seen.
So we're recording this in my house, in my living room. Give me a light report on this room. I've got the blind down just a little bit, but not too much.
It's okay. The light's a little harsh in here. Mm-hmm. It's not as soft as it could be. Also, I can see your fucking faces judging me. I don't know if I like that.
What do you think of that? I'm a big fan of your main light in a living room is sometimes it's too much light. If you're watching a movie at night, you want something half.
Well, that's what I've got in my living room. I've got the lamp. It's beautiful. Yeah. You should definitely get a lamp.
I love
lamp. Sorry to step on your toes, Nossie.
Remember from Anchorman? I love lamp. Anyway, tell you what you can do with a lamp, actually. If you do get a lamp, you put red shirt.
This is going to get us on the front page of iTunes.
Now this is pod racing.
Now this is podcasting.
Oh, honk that motherfucking 5-star button, baby.
Was that your impression of Tommy?
It's just general. It's just general meme artist. The Division might be okay, but I don't know. I'm not up for an online sort of shooter.
Yeah.
Really right now. I never really like online games.
I don't usually, but I think it looks good enough. Like the design to it looks very good.
It could be. We'll see how that goes. Because that got delayed as well. I'm pretty sure that was meant to come out last year.
Yeah.
So whether that's a good sign or not is...
I have this thing mentally where I think anytime something gets delayed, I sort of, in my head, I go, oh boy.
Oh, here we go.
It's not a good sign.
Yeah, I tend to agree.
Someone higher up has gone... This ain't no good.
Yeah.
For it to be bad enough that the money men don't go put it out anyway. For it to be not ready enough.
Yeah.
And it takes years to make a game. So, that's a long time.
What was that Ubisoft game, the futuristic one?
Watch Dogs.
Yeah, that ended up being shitty.
Yeah, that ended up being quite bad.
Rainbow Six Siege, which is the most recent one, is apparently quite bad. Right. Also a Tom Clancy one, apparently no good.
The Watch Dogs, that feels like a great example of your fears of, what's it called, No Man's Sky?
Yeah.
Where it's like I feel like a lot of times there'll be this hype of a game where it's like, this is like this revolutionary mechanic. Mm-hmm. Like Watch Dogs, you can hack things and you can just change the world around you. And then it comes out and it's like, you just look at a thing and push the X button and the fucking a lamp falls over.
Exactly.
It's actually... The hype of it and the
does
on
the
paper
lamp,
it's like sound cooler than what it actually
does
is?
The lamp falling over affect the lighting though?
Oh.
Yeah, of course it does.
Fuck, that sounds awesome. So let's move. So The Division, who knows? It could go either
Nox's
way.
Most exciting upcoming release is Light Simulator.
Oh man, don't get me started. Light Simulator. The last Light Simulator was so good.
Light Sim.
I bought all of the DLC.
It's like FIFA, isn't it? They bring out a new one every year.
Yeah.
Huge advances in lighting technology have to reflect.
Man, last year they added blue lights. It was amazing.
Your favorite switch in your house is the light switch.
Man, I do actually have everyone does, but like a little light, a switch that I don't know what it's the light for.
By the way, you were miming flicking a light switch then and it very much looked like you were playing with a clitoris.
Yeah?
It was so overly sexualized. It was this light switch that you were playing with was flat and you seemed to have to jiggle it a lot to get it to
I looked
turn
a little
off.
Confused.
You had to get a map out to find the goddamn thing, am I right? What's your favorite feature of the fridge? The light that comes on when you open it up?
No, mate, I think it's the food.
It's the food, yeah, please, come on. Anyway.
Can I tell an IRL Noxie story from over the weekend?
Depends what it is.
I was doing driving for the Falls Festival over this last week, and on New Year's Eve, Noxie was there and he was keen to get out.
Yeah.
And so I was driving a band back at about 10 p.m. on New Year's Eve. So me and Noxie watched them play, and then Nox, I was allowed to give him a lift back to Melbourne. So Nox rode in with us, and we're in the van with this band, who I'm a very big fan of, I should say. And I'm pretty stoked that I get to meet them and hang out with them for a few hours.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we watched them play. They were fantastic. And Knox goes, oh, yeah, you guys are really great. You're really, really great. I'd never heard of you before. I had no idea, like absolutely no idea who you were before you went on. But, yeah, your concert was really, really good. And they go, oh, thanks, man. And then one of them goes, so what's been really good that you've seen this weekend? And he goes, and Knox goes, Courtney Barnett, the best thing I saw. Just easily the best thing I saw. I don't know.
You see,
lack tact, man.
What I should have done was go, man, you guys are amazing.
Yeah.
Your lighting in your show was incredible.
Yes, exactly.
I'm not going to suck
their butts. The lighting in the show was good. Did you see those little fairy lights they had behind
them? If those motherfuckers thought they were better than Courtney Barnett, then they didn't deserve the guitars they brought. It's... She's very good. She put on a hell of a show.
I should have expected Knox not to apologize or back down, but to double down.
Yeah. I'm going
to
double down KFC style because I don't think those guys were as good as Courtney Barnett, and I told it to their faces.
That's fair enough.
That is true. That
there ain't nothing wrong with that.
It did make me laugh where just the links that you went to inform them that you'd never heard of them before.
I feel like I said, and I don't give a shit who you are or something like that at some point. Like jokingly, but I didn't know these guys.
But also the brief experience that I had with them made me think they're not the sort of guys that are going to give a shit about.
Exactly.
That. Yeah. Like, you're lucky that you've done this to a bunch of
It's not
chill
the first
American
thing I
dudes.
Said to them. Like, I was like, oh, hey, man. And then later on said that. And it was in a joking way. And we became great friends. And I'm getting a beer with one of them tomorrow. That's not true. But I, if you're listening to this, oh, no.
Knox just threw his phone away.
Wait,
I dropped my list.
We dropped them at their airport at like 10 to 12.
At their airport?
At their hotel near the airport. I'm good at English.
Yeah, I hadn't even heard of this hotel before. I don't know where it was.
We dropped them off. It was 10 to midnight and we're out the front waiting for them to get changed because they wanted to then go to a party.
Mm-hmm.
And fireworks started going off near us and Knox freaked out because he thought it was gunshots.
I forgot that it was New Year, so...
He looked up and saw the lights. Oh,
yeah.
He was in heaven.
I've never seen a boner so large.
Thank you. All right, let's move on to the next one.
Oh, yeah, games.
I'm looking forward to... do you guys know The Witness?
No.
So did you ever play Braid?
No.
It was like kind of a puzzle side-scroller thing made by this guy Jonathan Blow. See what you can do with that, Tommy. And it's his.
Tommy prefers Jonathan Suck.
Yeah, it's exactly. his new game. Yeah. Hey, it's your cousin. You know, your cousin, Jonathan Suck. You know that new sound you've been looking for?
I also like that thing that, as we all know, in family trees, your cousins do have a different surname to you, but it's still kind of thematically similar to your surname.
No, they both have the same first name.
Yeah, but maybe they both had a granddad named Jonathan. Jonathan, come in my mouth. Anyway. The Witness is like, great. It's like a puzzle game. You walk around this island and do all these puzzles and progression and whatever.
Like a Myst thing?
Yeah, it comes out in January. So it comes out on the PS4 as well. So I'm going to have to go to my brother's house to play it.
Yeah.
But, or if you had a friend who had a PS4 who can invite you around to
I'm
play
not
it
going to
console.
His house if he fucking pays me. So,
which I'm not going to do.
Well, actually, I quite the arrangement you guys have.
Yeah. No, but I do want him to come over.
Yeah, no, you're moving soon and I'll help you out if you need it. I've said that on a podcast. I'll move the lights. I'll set them up for you.
What did you say on a podcast that you were going to help him move?
Just because it makes me sound like a great guy.
Yeah, he was saying he said it. He's put it on record.
Right,
yeah.
I thought you were saying, as I've said, on a previous podcast we did together. I'm like, are you guys doing your own podcast about moving house?
About removalists.
It's unreleased.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's called The Weekly Move, and we did only one episode every 3 years or so is very interesting.
Yeah.
The rest of the time, we just talk about whether or not we heard of anyone move during the week. Often not. So, all right, Tommy, this will be down your alley.
Mm-hmm.
Zelda. There's a new Zelda out this year.
Yeah.
By all accounts. What do you think?
What's it called?
Don't know yet.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No title. They've talked about, they've put out like a really rough trailer for it. God, almost a year ago.
Real long time.
Oh, right.
Yeah, they've been sizzling it for a while. We don't have many more new details. There was talk of it being an open world Zelda.
They specifically, Nintendo specifically said, like Skyrim.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
But then Miyamoto kind of turned around and went, no, that's not true. So I don't know. Again,
it'll be the Nintendo version. Like they did a shooter in Splatoon, but it's different to a regular shooter. Yes. It'll be that style of open world where it's an Nintendo.
But you know what?
Version.
Ocarina of Time is pretty open worldy.
Totally.
They're all pretty open worldy.
Like, Wind Waker is super open world.
Yeah. Mm. So I don't know. It's hard to say. I think they've come out. No, there was speculation that it would be Twilight Princess style. They were going to hold it over and release it on the NX.
Yep.
But they've come out lately and reiterated, no, this is definitely coming out on the Wii U.
Totally. Okay. It does sound a little bit, though, every time they say that, like, no, we want to sell more Wii U's. Yes.
Well, that's what they're saying. Exactly. That is what they're saying.
And,
yeah.
And then the other theory is, and I think you've said this on the show, Nox, that it will come out on the Wii U, but it will be Twilight Princess style wear, which came out on the GameCube variant.
It has to be.
I don't think they'll do that. I really don't think they'll do that.
Well, the only way that it might not happen is if the NX is completely backward compatible. And so
I reckon they did that with the Wii, with the Twilight Princess, and that was
and the GameCube was backward compatible, but they still had both.
I don't think that they would do that trick again because I think they'll try and get it out like a little bit of time before the Wii U fades.
It could mean the NX is not until like March next year or whatever as well.
I just think also at the moment, I reckon there'll be, it's been ages since, and I've said this so many times on the show, it's been ages since they've launched a system with a big blockbuster launch title.
Yeah.
I reckon, again, I'd like to think that's what they're doing right now. They're working on a new A1 just powerhouse, like a new Mario or something.
Yep. It's been a while since a full-on Mario. Like, yeah. I guess the 3D world and all of that came out. They were a little different. They were a little sized.
I started playing that again the other day. It's so good.
Real good.
It's so good.
I loved it.
I would happily just have a sequel or a DLC pack of just new levels for that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so much fun.
Yeah. Well, I played, World and Land.
Yeah, same.
And they were both
They're one of the few really games good. In the last few years that I've actually consistently gone back to.
Mm. Totally.
So, New Zelda, there's not much out there about it. There's all this talk about there being a female Link in it, which has pissed off a lot of people a lot, which I think is fucked but hilarious.
Like, this ridiculous character who never spoke ever, I've got so much attachment to him. Like, it's like, it'd be weird if they suddenly, like, for The Godfather 2, they're like, by the way, all the flashbacks, it's going to be played by a woman now.
Yeah.
That would be weird, but it's A, every Link is a different Link anyway. Mm. And B,
is that,
shut up.
That's real, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a real thing.
Every one of them is a different person from the last.
Yeah.
Right. So, basically
The Twilight Princess is coming out remastered on the Wii U.
Oh, yeah.
Which I never played it.
It's okay.
It took me ages to get a Wii, and I didn't have a GameCube at the time. So, I'm looking forward to going in on that.
It's definitely, I enjoyed it when I played it.
Yeah.
I tried to go back, actually, because it came out in like 2006, which is 10 years ago now.
Mm.
So I basically haven't played it since then, but remember thinking it was okay.
What do you think of Skyward Sword?
I hate that piece of shit more than I hate like Nazis, man. No, I'd rather them.
The dark. The of the light that you love so much.
Which side of the Force do you like, Noxy?
I like the light side of the Force.
Checks out.
It's interesting what the shade from the dark side. Oh, whatever. I don't like lighting that much. Everyone likes lighting.
No, that's your new thing on this podcast.
Absolutely it is.
You're going to run into me in a spotlight or something and I'm going to pretend I don't know you because, I don't come in here very often. It's fine. Looking for something for a friend.
The spotlight really don't sell lights, you idiot.
I don't know the name of any lighting.
Yeah.
I don't know the name of any lighting stores.
Mate, you should.
What is the major lighting store? There's a chain of them.
Beacon Lighting?
Oh, yeah. There's Beacon Lighting. They're always closing down, though.
It's correct. There's one. I drove past one the other day in St Kilda. It's actually a very funny type of store to drive past because there's just hundreds and hundreds of lamps and chandeliers and they're all on at once. Like, you drive past and it's like you look and you're like, wow, what a ridiculous thing to specialize in.
Yeah, the energy costs would be astronomical.
That's true. As if you don't know what a light looks like when it's on as well.
Yeah.
Just leave them all off. Like,
yeah, and
I don't really get the entire picture here.
And
does this thing stay off all the time?
And it's not giving you an accurate representation of how well it lights the room because the other lights in the room are on as well.
Yeah.
This light seems incredibly bright.
Surely they should all be off as default and you turn them on to test them.
Yeah.
That would be fun. That'd be really fun.
It makes sense with like TV to all be on because you want to see what they look like.
Yes.
But they're a different product, so I don't know why I brought it up. Anyway.
You notice when there's like in JB Hi-Fi how they'll have the wall of TVs and they'll have one movie going simultaneously on all of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's always like the weirdest movie that they've picked out. Mm. Do you ever find that? Like Bolt, that Disney film.
Yeah, that's a good
Bolt
one, actually.
Bolt always seems to be on every time
Bolt
I go
is the test,
certain...
yeah.
I tell you what, I bet it's because they have to pay for public viewing things.
Or like licensing.
I bet it counts as some licensing thing.
Maybe.
And there's some movies that companies are trying to promote that they're like, hey, you can have this one for free if you play it.
That makes sense.
And movies like Bolt would make sense there because like who the fuck watched Bolt?
Yeah.
But if you see it like as if you're going to walk into a JB Hi-Fi and go, fuck man, I should watch Bolt.
Yeah.
It's on these 50 TVs, can't be wrong.
3D animated movies are a good or a good tech display of a TV. That's I also find it weird in like a in a catalog, they'll do the same thing.
Yeah.
But it's just a still image that they've stretched. It's like, this isn't helping. Like,
just make it a black
screen.
That's
not a picture of it on. Like,
yeah. Yeah. All right. What else we got here? XCOM 2. You said you liked XCOM, right, Ben?
Yeah, I'm keen to play that. I think actually one of our guests listed it as one of their favorite games. Maybe McGregor?
Was it Ben? I think it might have been Ben.
Might have been Ben. Yeah.
I don't remember.
I'll give it a go.
We'd love to have them back on, whoever it was.
Good friends
really
of ours, too.
Value your input.
Yeah, that's probably a known quantity as well. It'll be
I think so, yeah.
Final Fantasy 15 is meant to be coming out this year. The guy said today, some Square Enix guy said, like, it's definitely coming out this year.
Okay.
That's been delayed a couple of times.
Right.
Oh, when's that Final Fantasy 7 remake?
Oh, don't know yet.
Not for a while.
Which, by the way, I watched the trailer for that after we talked about it.
Yes.
A couple of weeks ago.
Yes. Yeah.
And I had seen what I thought was a screenshot of the remake.
That's
where I was
right.
Like, oh, they've kept the graphic style. What I was looking at was just a screenshot of the original game. Yeah. I then watched the trailer and went, I sound like a fucking idiot. This looks completely different.
Yeah.
And isn't there talk now that it's going to be episodic?
That is interesting. I don't love it, but like there's a good point to be made for it being episodic because the original is a massive game. Yeah. It was on like four discs. Like it's a huge, long story, a massive world.
It'll just depend on how much content is in each one, what the gap is between them.
Totally, and how much you pay for it and whether it's worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, none of which we know yet. But Final Fantasy 15 is all one product.
Yep.
There's been a demo of it that I watched my brother play some of.
Yeah.
It looks pretty okay. It's
is it still very linear?
No, it's open worldy kind of. It looks a little like The Witcher, but a little simpler.
Given that you do a games podcast, while you were watching your brother play this demo, you didn't think to just ask if you could grab the control and have a crack for yourself?
I didn't honestly care to because it looked like, I don't know, it looked fine, but it also is the sort of thing that like, it was about a 4-hour-long demo.
Right.
And so I didn't really have time
to
sit down.
It's pretty good for a demo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It came with something else. Okay. By all accounts, people are enjoying it. And, you know, I could go for another one of them.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't actually played them for a while. I think 13 was the one that was super linear.
And there was
a lot of complaints about it. I only played like an hour of it.
Yeah.
Can I say this quickly? Here's something I'm thinking of going in on soon.
Yeah.
Xenoblade Chronicles on the Wii U. Now, it looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
I've heard good things. It doesn't super on the surface look like a game that I would generally gravitate to.
Yeah.
But I'm just desperate for anything fun on the Wii U at this point.
Yeah.
So any listeners who've played it, I'd like to hear from you.
Mm.
Do you think I'd enjoy it? Mm. Should I go in?
Yeah.
So if you've been playing that, hit us up.
It looks real complex and it's very long and it's very anime-ish.
Yeah.
And anime is the worst, I'm going to be kind and say art form, that has ever been created by humankind.
You did also call it the worst.
I haven't watched anime for a long time. I used to like it. I used to like some of it when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
It's all cartoons. There's no lighting. So anyway, Street Fighter V.
That is, yeah.
Street Fighter V, which I've misspelled the word fighter here.
Hmm.
Any interest in that?
Did you spell it with an L at the start?
Are you going to...
Street Fighter V is
very, very good.
That's another known quantity as well. That's gonna be another
one. I'm also
not
interested, to be
honest.
Not
interested.
I love the characters of Street Fighter. I've talked about it before. I love the design. I think it's one of the greatest video game franchises.
Mm. Yeah.
I got the last one on my PS3, and it's why I love Smash Brothers. I just can't be fucked sitting and learning all these inputs for.
Yep.
I wish it'd be so cool if they did a patch where it was like Smash Brothers style, where it was like, I know that's the point. I'm like saying, what if you just made it completely different to the point of what it is?
But they used to be simpler.
Yeah.
Well, and one thing that might be good is apparently this one has a better system to rank you against other players. So you will be playing against people who are relatively similar to you in terms of how good they are at it.
Okay, that's
which
good.
Would make it more fun. Like if I had that thing as well of like every person I played is some freak of nature who's amazing at the game.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'm just amazingly shit. And that it really just after a couple of that you go,
I'm
not having
any fun.
To me it's just
so kind of outside of the realm of what makes a game fun. If to get really good at it, you have to only stick to one character.
Yep.
And you have to spend a couple of hours in this training mode.
Yep.
Just committing, like having him written down on a piece of paper and looking him up in the manual.
Yep.
And then sitting and practicing them and committing these inputs to memory just seems so out of the realm of what I find fun about a game.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with that.
I mean, you can just get in there and fuck around and just use punches and kicks, I guess, but yeah. you feel like you're sort of not.
And if you're the sort of person who's been playing them since the early 90s, you've had like 25 years of it, then yeah, cool. But yeah, I don't think any of us are that.
No. And like the one time I've been into fighting games was when Tekken 2 and 3 were around.
Yeah,
And that's like when I was the age where I had the time to learn the moves.
Yeah. I loved Soul Calibur for similar reasons.
Yeah.
So none of us care about that. There's a new Deus Ex game.
Oh yeah.
Mankind Divided,
it's
called.
I've read a little bit about it. I played Human Revolution.
Yeah.
Didn't love it.
Yeah.
The first
one is still one of the best games that's ever been made.
Yep.
These aren't like that game though.
Yep.
And it'll be it looks like another one of the previous. Yep. So that'll probably be fine. I'll probably enjoy that a little bit, but there's a new Mirror's Edge game.
Oh yeah.
Very
I'll probably enjoy that a little bit.
Yeah.
The grim world of Adam Knox.
Yeah. Maybe that'll make me forget for a while. Mirror's Edge Catalyst, it's called.
So it's actually a sequel?
No, it's a reboot, apparently.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah.
Again, I wasn't really into the first one.
No, neither.
But a lot of people are clamoring for that. Do you know Mirror's Edge?
Mm-mm.
It's basically a parkour game.
Yeah, it's a first-person parkour game. You're like a courier in a weird
but
world.
Like a smuggler type courier where like there are security guards shooting at you because you're moving some illegal
and you like
goods.
Run up walls and stuff like that.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. I mean it was a new
looks
game
really stylish.
Mechanic.
It's a cool idea. It's just something that wore very thin for me very quickly.
Yeah, same.
Speaking of which, Dark Souls 3, does anyone of us care about that?
No, I've been trying to play Bloodborne. It's like a Dark Souls game.
Yeah,
it's really hard.
It's so hard. It's not fun.
Yeah.
I don't know why people like it.
It's because it's partly I think like the fighting game thing. If you have enough time to invest into it, it's very rewarding.
Yeah,
but I don't think any of us are really. I think it's literally called Filthy Casuals.
Yeah,
it's the sort of thing where I can understand where it is. Where it sits in where the appeal comes from.
Yeah.
But not for me a lot of the time.
No.
Horizon Zero Dawn looks cool. It's
What's
got a
that?
Terrible generic fucking name.
Yeah. Horizon Zero Dawn.
That sounds like an Aldi video game, you know, just it's about hunting futuristic robot dinosaurs in a post-apocalyptic world.
Okay.
I saw some footage of it. It looks cool. There's like these big robot dinosaurs. It's like after the fall of civilization, humans have gone back to being like cavemen and you're hunting robots. It looks fun. You blow off little parts of the robot to like make them lose some of their abilities.
Off. Me and Ben looked at each other immediately.
Yeah.
And Ben raised his eyebrow at me.
I don't understand what I've said. So you can you
said the phrase blow off.
You can tether parts of the dinosaur to the ground and like sort of suck off parts of their parts of their body where to make them a little weaker. Makes them a little tired. You can get all these different weapons to fuck the ass of the dinosaurs with.
Noxy. Do you understand what you're saying?
No,
this is hilarious. Like,
the word choice is very
appalling.
Which one? Dinosaur?
Just so.
What have I said? I know they're not technically dinosaurs. I probably sound like an idiot.
No.
They're robots.
Okay,
anyway.
No, keep going. Keep talking about this.
So, you can do this thing where, like, if you climb up onto a cliff and the dinosaur is underneath, you can jump off so that you, like, come on their back and ride them around for a little bit, ride them really hard as you can.
Are you sure you're not doing this on purpose?
Doing what? Explaining the game. I thought I needed to. None of you had heard of Horizon Zero Dawn.
No, that's very true.
Well, it's a forgettable name too. It's the sort of name that like
would you call this game if you had to retitle it?
I'd probably call it something like Crack of Dawn or like maybe. Well, it's a game about hunting dinosaurs, trying to find the biggest one. Mm. So like. Big cock hunter, something like that. Like they look like chickens, some of them.
Oh, big cock hunter.
Like big buck hunter. It's a little too similar.
No, we got it.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of a good one for that very clearly.
We could tell.
I'd already used them all. I'd already
you
used
the word big about 50 times to try and stall.
Look, I'm really tired.
Once again, very, very good stuff.
Yeah.
Impressive stuff.
It looks like it might be good though, honestly.
I've never heard of it.
That's coming out on the PS4 only, so
yeah.
You should look up
some
video.
What was it called? Sunset what?
Yeah, it's called like bland Twilight? Video game name generator.
Right.
Like it, if it was like
Sunset 69.
Yeah. Sunset 69.
It just needs like the words like Ascension and Origins and yeah. That's like it's a shit name, but it looks okay. Crackdown 3. This is only on the Xbox, so I don't know
what's
like any of you. Crackdown was a couple of games. There was two of them because this is the third.
A couple of games. There's two of them.
It's sort of like this Infamous. It's like Infamous or Prototype or those
sort
of ones.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Big
sure.
Like jumping around the city like Saints Row a little.
Oh, yep.
Tearing shit up. The big thing with this one is that it's using the power of the cloud. Cloud computing to like make it so that buildings fall realistically, which I think is a shit thing because in 10 years you will no longer be able to play this game because the cloud thing will have been shut down.
The servers and stuff. Yeah.
How does cloud technology impact there's the look
be
of buildings falling down?
More computers to do more processing, something like that.
Oh, okay.
Who knows how it's going to work?
That's the same of online play. Like there's certain Wii games that are still, because they still sell Wii games in like JB.
It sucks.
And they'll have a little disclaimer on it. It's like, by the way, you can only play this online until for the next like month.
Yeah.
Because the servers shut down. All the time.
Same with like Xbox Live. The original one is gone. You can't play any original Xbox games online anymore. It sucks. That's one thing I hate about is a little shitty about this current generation of consoles in particular. Their reliance on patches and online connectivity stuff means that 10 years' time, well, it's not going to be that you can't play them anymore. It's that they're going to have to sell them to you again.
Yep.
That's what's going to happen. Yeah. That's already happened a bunch with those remasters and stuff.
I just looked at some images of Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yeah,
it's a bad year to be coming out with a game that looks a lot like Far Cry Primal.
It does, and it looks like a futuristic version of that. So
I don't people aren't going to buy both, I don't think.
Maybe not, or maybe it'll just be a really big year for hunting games.
Yeah, maybe.
There's Monster Hunter. My brother bought me that for Christmas. I've been playing a little bit of that, 3DS? I should say. Monster Hunter 4. It's actually really fun.
Yeah, yeah, right.
It's really good. You I reckon you might like it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, sorry to tell you something about my life. What else have we got here? Scalebound is also a little similar to those two as well. You're hunting dragons and finding them.
Fuck, it is a hunting year.
It's the year of hunting. We should go hunting as a special episode.
All right.
The episode where I get shot in the butt.
Can we do this? What about, we've gone through a bunch of stuff that's announced. Can we do, what would your wish list be? Like there's always surprises that come out, you know, stuff that gets announced. What would what are some games that you'd, you know, ideas for games that you think would be cool or things that you think could
be?
I was just thinking about this then as I was preparing to ask this question.
Yes.
You know what I think is due for a comeback?
What?
Crazy Taxi.
Oh, baby.
I'd like to see a Crazy Taxi game with more depth in it because the first one is fun, but it's an arcade game on a system which it doesn't have much to it.
Okay.
I think a bigger world, maybe a little more, you know, a little more depth in the missions than just, you know, because there's elements of GTA which are just like you're picking things up and dropping them off.
Yeah.
Some kind of multiplayer mode in a Crazy Taxi game might be cool. I don't know how you'd do it.
I think that would be cool. I think that's
maybe just make it like a $15 downloadable game and because I don't know how you'd make it a big, you know.
Well, you know, I think that I would say that's got to be up there on the whiteboard at Sega HQ.
Yeah.
So oh, man. I think they can't afford their whiteboards anymore. It's like,
well, this is the thing. Stop making dumbass Sonic games and make a new Jet Set Radio.
Yeah.
Oh, man. A new Jet Set Radio would be my vote.
They keep teasing that they're going to do, like, they're going to bring Knights back as well.
Yeah.
Which,
I don't care about Knights. That's, but man, Jet Set Radio.
Why don't you care about Knights?
Well, there's no light at night.
There you go.
God damn it.
I've said before that
there's
I wanted
no light at night.
Surely that's when all the lights come on.
Yeah, but it's
not natural.
That should
light.
Be your favorite time of the day or night.
I get too tired. I just want to really quickly run through just a couple more that I think are worth
just
mentioning.
My question. Cool.
Yeah.
I'll go back to it because it's an interesting question. Dishonored 2, I like the first Dishonored. I'm interested to see what that is. There's a game called Firewatch, which is like some ex-Telltale people who did The Walking Dead.
Dishonored 2, much dishonor.
Dishonored 2, The Streets, it's called actually. Oh. Firewatch, it looks like first-person adventure sort of thing.
Yeah.
Bit spooky. The Last Guardian has been on the cards for years, but it's meant to be finally coming out. It's by the people who did Shadow of the Colossus.
Oh, okay.
The one with the big, like, weird feather dog. There's two games that are very similar called Tacoma and Adrift. They're first-person things where you're an astronaut in a space station around like solving puzzles. They both look okay.
Yep.
The best thing to do in space.
Yeah.
Yep.
Finally, I got all the time in the world to just solve all these goddamn puzzles that I couldn't get around to on Earth.
Cuphead.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
The graphics are incredible. I hope that it has enough like staying power.
I reckon it.
Yeah. I'm keen to see Rise of the Tomb Raider come to PS4.
I'd love to play this year. It's on PC as well this year. In January.
Yeah, it's already out on Xbox and it's coming to PS4 and PC.
Oh, is it cool? Yeah, I'm keen to play that.
And last one, it's a game called Quantum Break, which if you don't know anything about it, it's a third person shooter game mixed with a TV show that they're making. Littlefinger from Game of Thrones is in it.
Oh.
One of the shit X-Men from the X-Men movies is in it. Mm. And so you play some of the game and then you watch a TV episode. It sounds like it's going to be a fucking disaster, to be honest.
Like a piece of shit. So yeah. This show is going to be on TV.
No, it was originally, but now I think it's just included with the game.
Oh, right.
So I don't know how it works. Because at first it was going to be, here's a separate show and the game's a tie-in.
Yeah.
Then at some point they went, oh, wait a minute, we're crazy.
Yeah.
Nobody wants this. That already happened.
There was already a TV series like on the Sci-Fi Network tied into a video game and they canceled it.
It was called the 1000 or so. It had a number involved.
Yeah, yeah.
It just sounds like a cutscene, but... instead of it being happening in the game, you have to turn off the system and go and load up a website and watch the cutscene.
What's the Netflix password again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terrible idea.
Yep.
So anyway, that's all the list I had.
Yep.
Ideal big surprise this year.
Red Dead Redemption, I'd love a sequel.
Fuck yeah. Yep.
Or just another Western game. Like I like the Call of Juarez games.
Yeah.
They're all right. Just something in that world. I'm a Western fan.
Do you think that's a chance? I mean, that was a pretty popular game. It's Rockstar, isn't it?
It is.
So have they got anything coming down the pipe that they've announced?
That I know.
I mean, they're not going to get to work on a new GTA that quickly.
No.
No, they wouldn't do a GTA because GTA Online is doing really well for them as well.
Yeah,
so that's probably in the pipeline. They've very pointedly
said a couple of times over the last year, like, hey, Red Dead, we still remember about Red Dead.
Don't forget our other properties. Yeah.
And then they announced Rockstar Table Tennis 2. Or
something. Yeah.
My one is a little pie in the sky, but it'd be Half-Life 3.
Ooh.
There's two reasons why I reckon it might be this year. Three reasons. Oh, confirmed. Number one is if Valve were going to release it, they'd just do it. They wouldn't go, hey, it's coming out in September.
Sure, they don't need to have a marketing push.
They own Steam where everyone looks for stuff anyway, and they can just put it front and center on that and go, by the way, you can buy it now.
Yeah.
See you later.
Yep.
That doesn't really happen with games. That's like become the big thing of music.
Totally.
Yeah, yeah.
Beyonce just putting an album
secretly
up online.
Dropping
it. I agree. This will be a year where we'll see an abrupt...
Beyonce's video game will finally come out.
Something will just appear on an eShop or Steam or whatever it is.
Yeah, good call.
And Half-Life 3 is a contender for that because...
Absolutely.
Number two, I think they might launch it around the same time as their VR headset thing and have it tie in with that. I don't think it'll be exclusive to it, but you could use the VR for that.
Yep.
It'd be a big game to push that VR with.
Yeah,
totally.
Number three, this is a dumb fucking reason, and this happens all the time, that someone goes like, we dug into this text file included in this other game and it said HL3. Yeah. And I actually don't think it looks that convincing, but they're doing the sales at the moment, and there's like little images all the time, and they've said there's going to be a little hidden game in there, like to find something.
Right.
And there's a little Lambda symbol, the little Half-Life symbol included in one of the pictures. It doesn't look that much like it, and it's kind of pixely.
Yeah.
But it's again, this shit happens all the time.
Yeah.
Super sleuths are onto it.
Yeah.
I think they've busted it open.
But I reckon they would be the sort of company to just do that thing of like, hey, guess what? Our mixtape's out, and it's called Half-Life 3.
Yeah, because the whole thing of that happening with music was like, well, you know, people, to just listen to it, you know, clean without any like preconceptions or singles or press. Games frequently they embargo the reviews and the press until it's out anyway.
Well, and then
do you think that the reviews and stuff with games, it feels like with games, if a game's big, people just sort of go into it regardless. People go in regardless of knowing.
Yeah.
People will take a gamble on games more than they'll take a gamble on a movie. Would you say that's fair? Even though they cost more? It just feels like if you're a gamer, gamers play everything.
It's difficult to take a gamble even on a game because you have like this 3-year run-up to it where at some point you hear enough about it to have an idea of what it is.
Yeah, true.
Kind of like it's very rare that a game will just spring up on you.
Yeah.
Like Fallout 4 came kind of close, but not really because it's like, oh yeah, it's Fallout 4.
Yeah.
But they only announced it in like April or whatever and then released it in whenever or June or something. Yeah, so it doesn't really happen that much with games. Like there might be a movie that you've never heard of and you go, oh yeah.
I think this could be the year where we start to see that happening a bit more.
It'd be cool.
A bit more rush release stuff.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like a good year. It sounds like we've got a lot of stuff to look forward to.
Yeah, man, hopefully I lose my virginity this year as well. I'm really excited for that. Hopefully it just drops on me real quick. No run-up.
Hopefully Uncle Fester gets that light bulb out of his mouth.
Hopefully someone takes a gamble on your dick.
Yeah, baby.
Well, we should probably wrap this up now.
Yeah. My parents are genuinely waiting outside to give me a lift back to their house.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. This is still not the 2002 episode.
Guys, keep liking us on iTunes. I actually read through all the reviews the other day. There's a lot of really nice ones up
there. Yeah.
Keep sharing it around. FilthyCazPod at Twitter.
Yep.
What are we on email? I can never remember it.
FilthyCasuals.pod@gmail.com.
Yep. Maybe we'll do a bit more reader mail next episode.
Yep. Feedback. Yeah.
Cool. Thanks for listening and we'll see you next time. Good evening, video games.
Wish I hadn't said that thing about my parents being outside.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.